Reform Voices of Torah, Union for Reform Judaism, Shabbat, July 18, 2015, 2 Av, 5775, Matot Masei, Numbers 32 through 36, 13, Second Haftarah of Affliction, Jeremiah 2, 4 through 28, and 3, 4. Devar Torah. Are we there yet? The journey from Egypt to Israel as a metaphor for our lives, by Rabbi Stephen Kushner. We now come to the end of the book of Numbers. As this is a non-leap year, there are several portions throughout Torah that need to be paired, such is the case with these last two parashiyot of Numbers, Matot and Masei, bringing our examination of Sefer Bamidbar, the book of Numbers, to a logical conclusion. I have chosen to focus on Parashat Masei. Like an ancient triptych, the portion begins with a list of each location the Israelites traversed from Egypt to Israel. Ramses, Sukkot, Etam, Pi Hachirot, Mara, Elim, Red Sea, Wilderness of Sin, Tofka, Alush, Refidim, Wilderness of Sinai, Kibrot Hata'ava, Chatzerot, Ritma, Rimon Paretz, Libna, Risa, Kehelat, Mount Shafer, Charada, Makhelot, Tachat, Tarach, Mitka, Chashmona, Moserot, Bnei Yaakan, Chor Hagidgad, Yotbat, Avrona, Etzion Gaber, Kadesh, Mount Hor, Tzalmona, Punon, Abot, Iye Ha'aravim, Divon Gad, Almon Divlataim, Hills of Aravim before Nebo, Plains of Moab by the Jordan near Jericho. I have listed these locations intentionally. They might not make for the most engaging reading, but that doesn't mean that they're unimportant. Indeed, Torah tells us that Moses made a point of recording each location where they camped. For the casual reader, they're just place names, dots on an ancient map. The verses we usually skip along the way to the good stuff. And while most of these places carry no commentary of what might have happened there, Moses does take a moment in his travelogue to remind us that Mount Hor is where Aaron, his brother, died, and that Elim had 12 springs and 70 palm trees. And the mentioning of the Red Sea certainly is a hint to a pretty significant event. But well, we know every one of those locations was a memory, albeit now forgotten. There are 42 places listed. In some of them, they encamped but for a few days. In others, they stayed for weeks, maybe even months. And in some, they lived for a year or more. These 42 places cumulatively represent the totality of the 40 years, what has come to be identified as a biblical generation. And so it is not surprising that our commentators, especially those from the Hasidic tradition, have come to see these 42 encampments and their subsequent departures and journeys as being symbolic of the stages of our lives. From Egypt to the Promised Land, from our emergence from constriction to the land where milk and honey flow. The stops in between are the days of our lives, the moments that give us rest or stir us to move ahead, to grow, to become, and to get where we're going to. I have often felt that the underlying premise of Judaism is to bring about a union, or to be exact, a reunion with the divine. Recall how Torah begins, "We dwell in paradise with God, but alas, we are driven out of Eden, and ever since, our goal has been to return, to go home." It should come as no surprise, then, that for the rabbis of the Talmud, the name for heaven is Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden. A coming full circle, this path is implied in microcosm in the teaching of Moses Chaim of Sudikov on this week's parasha. He writes, "I have heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The 42 journeys of the Israelites are to be found in every person from the day of his birth until he returns to his world. Each individual's birth should be understood within the context of the Exodus from Egypt, and the subsequent stages of life are journeys that lead from place to place until one comes to the land of the supernal world of life, that is, the Shekhinah, the indwelling presence of God." In other words, each step along the way is an essential step toward reaching the goal. We might not realize it at the time. We might never realize it. Moshe Chaim continues, a person thinks he goes to a particular place to attain something he desires, but in truth, that person is led to that place by God so that he may raise the holy sparks that have fallen and are sunk within the depths of the shells. Thus, according to the Baal Shem Tov, as taught through Moses Chaim, some of those places may not seem like they are moving us forward. We might feel quite the opposite, but the spiritual process of raising the sparks, especially the sacred points that dwell in each of us, is not necessarily intuitive. It might appear to us that we are stuck, even going in reverse. So it must have felt for the generation of the wilderness, especially given the many times they gave voice to returning to Egypt. But these 42 stages are necessary if we hope to get to the other side of the wilderness. In an article in BuzzFeed, Anne Helen Peterson, in assessing the development of the characters of AMC's award-winning television series Mad Men, observes, "The beautiful and infuriating thing about Mad Men is its willingness to allow people not to change. Select few in real life have character epiphanies and three-act emotional growth that actually sticks. Most attempt change, fall back on old behaviors, frustrate themselves and others. But what the Baal Shem is attempting to impress upon us is that things are not always as they appear. What might seem to one as lack of change is actually a profoundly more subtle stage of spiritual growth. The times in our lives that feel wrong might very well be precisely what God intends. The fundamental premise of all mysticism is that there is more to reality than meets the eye. For the Baal Shem Tov, we are being led on a journey, whether we know it or not, and what feels painful might very well just be what we need if, that is, we hope to get to the other side of Midbar." Near the very end of Parashat Maaseh and Sefer Bamidbar, in noting the six cities of refuge, places set aside as sanctuary for manslaughterers as well as for the Levites, Torah casually mentions that in addition to those cities of refuge, there should be an additional 42 cities designated for the Levites. I find it intriguing that the number of those additional cities should correspond precisely to the 42 encampments and journeys that Israel traversed from Egypt to the land of Israel. Could Torah be subtly suggesting to us that each stage of one's journey out of Mitzrayim and into the wilderness has a parallel home in paradise? Or could it simply be a coincidence? Maybe the only way to know for sure is to consciously embrace one's life as just such a journey. Rabbi Stephen Kushner is concluding his 35th year as the rabbi of Temple Ner Tamid in Bloomfield, New Jersey.